Welcome back to One Visit Away with your host, Kevin Fitzpatrick. This show focuses on true stories of philanthropy in order to understand what it takes to succeed in major gift fundraising. Listen to these stories, and you'll realize you're just one visit away from a transformational experience for your benefactors and your organization. I got started working in major gifts while I was still a student in college, and I grew up in New Orleans, went to school in Dallas, and I started, you know, working at the organization part-time while I was a student, and then I started full-time literally the day after I graduated in May of 2015. And so, you know, I knew no one in Dallas. There wasn't anyone. I was the only person in our Dallas office at the nonprofit, so nobody could like introduce me to people. And I was figuring out how to get in front of people in our database, but I wanted to get in front of more people. So I figured, hey, where do I know people? Back in New Orleans. So I contacted someone who I knew was super well connected and could get a bunch of people to an event, got him on board, found another couple to host an event at their home, had the event there, and we had a great turnout. There were probably 30 people there or so, and several of them were people with real, pretty significant financial capacity. And when I was at that event, my strategy was I'm going to tell people about the mission, and then I'm going to ask them to give money. And so I did my best. I gave what I thought was a pretty great talk, and then the money started coming in. And I think the total money that I raised at that event was like $3,000. Maybe it was a little bit more than that. But it was somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000. It was nothing incredible. And the reason I bring this up to you is I think about how I would do events now, like small in-home events versus what I did when I was getting started. And I compare that to, so that was what I did. I was like, let me tell you about what we do, and I'm going to ask you to give us money right now. Not very effective. Recently, I was a sponsor at a conference. One of my clients was hosting, and it was a great opportunity for me because I love their mission, want to support them, but also it gave me the opportunity to speak in front of their audience, which was just a bunch of ideal prospective clients for me. And so when I went to that event, I could have taken one route, which would be go up there and tell people to buy my stuff. But I didn't do that. I went up there and I gave a really great speech, a very valuable talk on major gifts, but ultimately on doing the things we know we're supposed to do and overcoming fear. And it was a great talk. There were lots of people in the audience crying, which was my intent. I wanted to stir up some intense emotions in people to get people to start taking action. And I didn't ask people to buy anything. I gave them something. And I gave them access to a free training tool for them, and it was very valuable. And I didn't ask people to spend any money with me, but I gave them this material, and the way they had to get it was just to email me. And so I got that to a bunch of people who reached out, and that led to relationships starting and conversations being had. And already several organizations that I have proposals out to. And we're going to see if it turns into coaching agreements with their CEOs, which is like a very, very valuable thing for me and my business. And it's something that happened very quickly over just like a 2-week period, because I didn't try to just get them to spend money right away. I provided value, started a relationship, and that naturally led to conversations about something much more significant. So in the nonprofit world, if you're going to have an event, what I recommend to people now is not, like if you're having a small in-home event where a donor is introducing you to their friends, I don't recommend people make that a fundraiser. People don't want to show up to those events and just give you a bunch of money. And so if you do go that route and you just invite people to give that night, people are going to give you maybe $500, $1,000, whatever. Nothing too significant, usually. And so a much better approach, instead of just having it be a one-way communication at these events of, look how awesome we are, give us your money. You want to use this opportunity to turn it into a two-way communication and use it as an opportunity to get the visit. So instead of give us money, a much better call to action, in my opinion, if you've got the right type of people in the room, is, hey, if what we discussed tonight, so like, you know, you share with them the vision, you share with them the mission, people are excited, and you tell them, if what I talked about tonight is something that you're excited about and want to get involved with, please fill out this form with your contact information so I can personally be in touch with you and we can have a conversation about how you can get more involved. If someone fills out this information, they're so much more, like, you know that they're engaged. They've raised their hand and said, I want to participate in this. And now it makes it so easy to go get a visit scheduled and have a real conversation to understand them, understand what their priorities are, what their capacity is, and ask them for something truly significant. You know, I think back to that event I had in New Orleans, and yeah, there were a couple people who gave $1,000 gifts, but I was never able to get a visit scheduled with them. So many times, you know, it's a difficult thing to overcome sometimes when a donor feels like they know everything about the organization. And it's like, I already gave my gift. There's nothing else to do here. And there's things I've learned since then on how to overcome that. But if you give the person the call to action as, let's form a deeper relationship, it's going to lead to way more giving in the long run. So that's what I recommend people do now. Instead of just asking for the money right away, let people know, if you want to get more involved, please fill out this form so I can personally be in touch with you and we can have a conversation about how we can achieve something great together. So give that a try. I hope it's helpful. I want to know how I recommend you go about every step in the process on how to succeed at Major Gifts. Please go check out my online training program, Major Gift Millions. Tomorrow, Tuesday, October 31st, is the last day to enroll at a 35% discount. You just need to use the coupon code, the number 5 years, at checkout. So 5 years, use that at checkout. You'll get 35% off team or individual access. There's nearly 400 students enrolled in there now. And another thing that's great, so you get lifetime unlimited access to the course. The other thing you get is access to a private webinar I recorded teaching you exactly how I built my coaching business on the side while I was still an employee. I built a six-figure business training CEOs of nonprofits on how to succeed at Major Gifts while I was still working at Major Gifts. That's what allowed me to step into that full-time a couple years ago. So you get access to that. And the final thing, I have the best money-back guarantee in the industry, as far as I'm aware of. If you want your money back within 2 weeks, just let me know and I'll give you a full refund plus $250. So go to onevisitaway.com/millions or check the link in the notes section of this podcast, and I look forward to see you in the course. As always, I hope this episode has inspired you to schedule more visits. After all, you're just one visit away from growing your mission and your impact.